Phil had described the rigors of working in a lumber mill, and it had certainly sounded difficult. But as you remember, Phil was an optimist, so the actual work turned out to be much, much worse. For one thing, the debarkers were adult-sized, and it was difficult for the children to use them. Sunny could scarcely lift her debarker at all, and so use her teeth instead, but Violet and Klaus had teeth of only an average sharpness, and so had to struggle with the debarkers. The three children scraped and scraped, but only tiny pieces of bark fell from the tree. For another thing, the children had not eaten any breakfast, and as the morning wore on, they were so hungry that it was difficult to even lift the debarker, let alone scrape it against the tree. And for one more thing, once the tree was finally cleared of bark, the pinchers would drop another one onto the ground, and they would have to start all over again, which was extremely boring. But for the worst thing of all, the noise at the Lucky Smells lumber mill was simply deafening. The debarkers made their displeasing scraping sound as they dragged across the trees. The pinchers made their rough whistling noise as they picked up logs. And Foreman Fakutonu made his horrendous clanging noise as he banged his pots together. The orphans grew exhausted and frustrated. Their stomachs hurt and their ears rang, and they were unbelievably bored. Finally, as the employees finished their 14th log, Foreman Fakutonu banged his pots together and shouted, "Lunch break!" The workers stopped scraping, and the pinchers stopped whistling, and everyone sat down, exhausted, on the ground. Foreman Fakutonu threw his pots to the floor, walked over to the tiny green boxes, and grabbed one. Opening it with a rip, he began to toss small pink squares at the workers, one to each.
"You have 5 minutes for lunch," he shouted,
throwing three pink squares at the children. The Baudelaires could see that a damp patch had appeared on his surgical mask from spit flying out of his mouth as he gave orders.
"Just 5 minutes."
Violet looked from the damp patch on the mask to the pink square in her hand, and for a minute she didn't believe what she was looking at. "It's gum," she said. "This is gum." Klaus looked from his sister's square to his own. "Gum isn't lunch," he cried. "Gum isn't even a snack." "Tonko," Sunny shrieked, which meant something along the lines of, "And babies shouldn't even have gum because they could choke on it."
"You'd better eat your gum," Phil said, moving over to sit next to the children. "It's not very filling, but it's the only thing they'll let you eat until dinner time."
"Well, maybe we can get up a little earlier tomorrow," Violet said, "and make some sandwiches."
"We don't have any sandwich making ingredients," Phil said. "We just get one meal, usually a casserole, every evening."
"Well, maybe we can go into town and buy some ingredients," Klaus said.
"I wish we could," Phil said, "but we don't have any money."
"What about your wages?" Violet asked. "Surely you could spend some of the money you earn on sandwich ingredients." Phil gave the children a sad smile and reached into his pocket.
"At the Lucky Smells lumber mill," he said, bringing out a bunch of tiny scraps of paper, "they don't pay us in money. They pay us in coupons. See, here's what we all earned yesterday. 20% off a shampoo at Sam's Haircutting Palace. The day before that, we earned this coupon for a free refill of iced tea. And last week, we earned this one. Buy two banjos and get one free. The trouble is, we can't buy two banjos because we don't have anything but these coupons."
"Nell knew," Sunny shrieked. But Foreman Fakutonu began banging his pots together before anyone could realize what she meant.
"Lunch is over," he shouted. "Back to work, everyone. Everyone except you, Baudelamps. The boss wants to see you three in his office right away."
The three siblings put down their debarkers and looked at one another. They had been working so hard that they had almost forgotten about meeting their guardian, whatever his name was. What sort of man would force small children to work in a lumber mill? What sort of man would hire a monster like Foreman Fakutonu? What sort of man would pay his employees in coupons or feed them only gum? Foreman Fakutonu banged his pots together again and pointed at the door, and the children stepped out of the noisy room into the quiet of the courtyard. Klaus took the map out of his pocket and pointed the way to the office. With each step, the orphans raised small clouds of dirt that matched the clouds of dread hovering over them. Their bodies ached from the morning's work, and they had an uneasy feeling in their empty stomachs. As they had guessed from the way their day began, the three children were having a bad day. But as they got closer and closer to the office, they wondered if their day was about to get even worse.